Proclamation number 4412 of 20th of August, 1948. Fire of love. Divine. The fire of love is unquenchable once it has taken hold of the heart, for love can touch the human being in many different ways, many different degrees. Love is an eternal fire that ignites without any cause because it is the elemental force that brought everything into being and sustains everything. Thus a tiny spark of this divine elemental power glows in every human being which, depending on the human being's will, can ignite into a gigantic flame, but it can also be smothered or take on a different form insofar as love in the human being develops into a variety which no longer has anything divine about it. That it becomes self-love, thus it is a spark which only glows but does not strike a flame which consumes what comes close to it with its embers. A right fire will have an exceedingly beneficial effect and radiate an invigorating warmth. It will shine in a wide radius and illuminate the darkness of the night. And so right love will also revive every person who is touched by it. The true love is not selfish love which only seeks to satisfy itself but it shares itself with the neighbor. It is like a ray of fire which consumes everything that comes close to it. And it cannot be smothered but flares up ever brighter because it is something divine which does not diminish but always increases. Therefore, true love cannot diminish, even if eternities pass by, it remains unchanging, and once it has taken hold of an object it will never ever let go of it. Therefore, don't fight against this most sacred feeling. Let the flame beat ever higher within you, give it ever new nourishment and know that love is a cleansing fire at the same time which removes all dross from the soul. The flame of love seeks to unite with eternal love and thus to consume every obstacle which separates it from the eternal fire. And you should constantly nourish the love in you, you should open your hearts and allow the flame of love to enter. You should not try to smother the smallest little flame but let it take hold of you and glow through your heart, for it is the divine which is to be ignited in you through your will. But anyone who has love is also close to God, thus you should not fight against this feeling which stamps you as divine beings and which should completely fill you if you want to merge with eternal love. You must become love. Only then can the union with God take place, who is eternal love himself. Only then will you have reached the aim, you will have changed into love and thus entered your original state again, as is your destiny. Amen.